Reaction to alleged atrocities. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Russia suspended from the UN Human Rights Council at a vote Thursday.
UN Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield introduced that proposal in the wake of accusations that Russian troops tortured and killed Ukrainian civilians in Bucha, a suburb near Kyiv.
I shudder to think what we will find in other towns across Ukraine.
Voting against the resolution, Belarus, China, Iran, Russia, obviously, and Syria. India abstained.
Fox's Kevin Cork, the mayor of Bucha on the outskirts of Kyiv, says they found more mass graves filled, apparently, with civilians who'd been shot. We're hearing from Fox News correspondent Benjamin Hall for the first time since he was wounded in Ukraine.
Ben tweeting that he feels lucky to still be here after losing half of one leg and his foot on the other. He's also recovering from major hand, eye, and hearing injuries, and he's paying tribute to the people who saved his life. He is also honoring colleagues who were killed in last month's attack. Ukrainian producer Sasha Kushinova, and also Fox News cameraman Pierre Zakshevsky.
Fox's Shannon Bream. An outbreak of COVID cases is hitting Congress and the administration. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi testing positive Thursday after appearing with the president earlier this week. She's one of at least eight members of Congress who've been diagnosed with the virus. The First Lady's press secretary and the vice president's communications director all also COVID positive. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki insists they are following testing protocols.
Anyone who is going to be around the president is tested. Every member of the staff is on a regular testing protocol. If you're going to see him in person, whether you're traveling with him or you're meeting in the Oval Office, you will be tested.
A federal appeals court has overturned a lower court ruling and reinstated the president's vaccine mandate for all federal employees, although an appeal to the Supreme Court is considered likely. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The FBI is investigating two men now in custody who allegedly targeted Secret Service agents.
U.S. officials say both suspects are likely spies who lavish Secret Service agents with gifts, including expensive rent-free apartments. The two accomplices, 40-year-old Adrian Tahirzada and 35-year-old Haider Ali, made their first appearance in federal court one day after the FBI arrested them at a luxury apartment near Nationals Park in Washington. Inside their residences, the men had surveillance equipment, firearms, and a binder containing information on law enforcement officers, defense officials, and congressional staffers. In court, Ali claimed to have a connection with Pakistan's intelligence service. His passport contained both Pakistani and Iranian visas and showed entry into Iran.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson reports four Secret Service agents have been placed on leave. One of them had served on the vice president's security detail. Feng Tao, a researcher on a federal grant at the University of Kansas, has been convicted of illegally concealing the fact that he was also working simultaneously for China. He could face up to 20 years in prison. The White House confirms it has been passing out cell phones to migrants crossing the U.S. southern border.
It's part of an alternative to detention program the administration is using. These migrants will get a check-in call, and then their voice is matched against a biometric voice print that they create during the enrollment process. Two other options are SmartLink, which uses facial recognition technology, and GPS ankle bracelets. But there's no way to stop these phones from being tossed in the trash, and the White House has painted the program as successful. Well, lawmakers are up in arms over plans to end Title 42 without a comprehensive immigration program in place, as DHS predicts as many as 18,000 crossings per day.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House says Texas braces for an expected new wave that the White House calls irregular immigration. The Texas National Guard has begun drills to practice techniques to turn the migrants around. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.